Hey, we've got Jim on the line at 308-8867. Hey there, Jim. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Hello. I have a question. I've got a bald cypress that's been in the ground coming up on 2 years here. I bought it from one of the other major nurseries in town, and it just is yellow. It's not green like a lot of the other cypress. I don't believe it grew up along the Guadalupe, but I've put on, you know, green sand.
That's a common occurrence with bald cypress in this area. That's why I don't ever recommend bald cypress. We always talk about Montezuma cypress. Because at Montezuma cypress, I grow bald cypress 4-1, 5-1, maybe 10-1. And it's a lot of bald cypress have that susceptibility to iron corrosion for some reason. I watched one in my neighborhood. It had to be for 10 years, and finally they pulled it up. I mean, it was yellow every year, and never they mulched it and did everything else they could do it. But if it's yellow now, after 2 years, you might as well pull it up and get you a Montezuma cypress.
Okay, so nobody has this all around town. I've never seen anybody else's looking like this. My neighbor's got one, and hers is green. And I see them everywhere else, and they're fine, but I just can't seem to. The last tree I had in that spot, I had a red oak that just had the same chlorosis problem.
Well, you probably had a southern red oak, didn't you?
It was probably from north of the Red River.
Yeah,
so
it has to be a Texas red oak or.
So I need to pull it up and get a Montezuma if I want to have
it. Get a Montezuma cypress or... See, you remember that all those trees are seedlings. They're grown from seed. The bald cypress are. And so most of them, I'd say 99% of them are grown from seed. And so every now and then you'll get one that's yellow like that. But I've seen that occur more with bald cypress than I ever have. I've never seen a Montezuma cypress solid yellow.
These ones that grow up along the Guadalupe River, what kind of cypress are
those? That's bald. But they're all from one source.
Well, even most of them on the Riverwalker are bald too. But those that stay yellow don't live or compete.
And they never grow.
Yeah.
And they probably naturally killed out if they occur in nature, like Calvin said. They don't compete. So
okay.
There's nothing, and you don't want to have to treat a tree,
right?
Because the bigger it gets, the more untreatable it becomes.
Well, I had a lot of fire ants, and I thought maybe they had gotten in the root ball, and that had something to do with
it. No, no,